One of the things that anthropologists who study in Mexico and in Latin America have been focusing on has been differences with respect to divisions of labor in the household. Who does what with the children? Who does what in terms of all the mundane daily chores? And how these are different in different historical periods, how they're different based on social class, how they're different within different ethnic groups. It's not good enough to say, for instance, that mestizo people have one kind of cultural attribute or one way of dividing up chores in the household, and the indigenous peoples of Latin America have another. Because within the grouping of indigenous peoples, you will find tremendous differences, even within people who speak the same indigenous language. You find fathers spending a great deal of time in Zapotec-speaking coastal regions, holding their children, playing with their children, feeding them, bathing them. And in mountain regions, you find hardly any men will be caught dead carrying a baby. These are cultural differences. These do not stem from some testosterone-driven difference based on male attributes that are inherited at birth because you're born with a certain male body. They're cultural differences, and what's more, they change over time. If there is a division of labor in a household, it is not automatically true that these are unequal. Simply because one person cooks and one person chops the wood, it has a lot to do with questions of decision-making, with overall responsibility, and it has a lot to do with the attitudes of the people involved, how they regard their own situation.